The author of a self-help book says the term sex crime often creates confusion and leads to victim blaming. Maria Henneberry describes in her book, Nine Word Rethink to Get On with Life, how she was sexually assaulted and why she didn't report it to police. She tells GLT's Eric Stock, writing about the rape nearly meant reliving it 3 decades later.
It is difficult at times. I think that when you write well and when you write in a way that's useful and in a way that is of some sort of ripple effect value, that has value that can go out into the world in a way that has some humility around it, but also has power, it's going to be emotional. There are moments I sat and wrote and tears coming down my face. I mean, that's just the way writing is if you are not afraid of yourself in your writing. And I think that's a challenge for a lot of people, is to not be afraid of themselves. What I go through in my life doesn't define who I am. What I've had, the hurts that I've experienced, don't define me in all of that. But what does define me is how I share it and the willingness I have to help others be better.
And you had shared in the book a sexual assault that had happened to you close to 30 years ago in some detail, how it all happened and all the emotions and probably the confusion or the anger that came with that. Was that cathartic in a sense? Was that part of that spiritual release for you to be able to put that on paper?
I would say that I have worked through that in the last several years. Since I turned about 30, and I go through that in the book, there was a point about 10 years after the event where I really kind of let those floodgates open some, and I started to investigate and figure out how I was going to be with this having happened to me. And I would say in the last 10 years, all sorts of stuff, I've just kind of been able to wear my confidence more easily, and I just am able to be me. And the challenge is to not let the residue and contamination of other people's difficulties mess with you, right? This is the thing we all are challenged to do. Sometimes it's just navigating that becomes difficult. And so at some point, when you've had so many things handed to you, basically, from the damage and difficulties that other people are experiencing, you've got to figure out how you are going to stand strong in your own place. And that was one of those things, that the rape, where I was really challenged from the get-go, right out of the professional gate, because I was 21 years old when that happened, to find a way to be with that that didn't mess with the potential trajectory of my life in a way that I, in retrospect, would feel badly about.
And as we continue with Maria Henneberry, the author of Nine Word Rethink to Get On with Your Life, and you had referred to people asking about the incident because they were looking for ways either to blame you or to suggest that, well, that wouldn't happen to me. Did that make the process more difficult in coming to terms with it and in moving on from it?
In some ways, yes. But something I'm really proud of about how I process things is I'm a good observer. And so I'm able to step out of what I'm in pretty well. I always have. It's journalistic. You know this as a journalist. I'm really good at observing. And so I'm able to disconnect myself from other people's experiences enough to be able to do that, which helps tremendously in healing. So to take other people's experiences personally, I would only do that in the moments I was feeling I was defined by it. So as long as I wasn't defining myself via having been raped, then I didn't do that. The trouble was, when it happened at 21, I was still young enough that self-definition wasn't strong and solid. Now I'm 49, and I'm very solid in who I am, and I'm proud of the progress. I like who I am. I'm good with it. And so all of that grounds you, where stuff like this becomes something that happened, but it's not something that you hold residue from.
That is author Maria Henneberry with GLT's Eric Stock. In writing the book, Nine Word Rethink to Get On with Life, she says her background as a journalist helped her to ask hard questions of herself so she can help others navigate through challenging times in their lives.